After almost three decades and seven films of action-packed adventures, the Mission Impossible franchise has come to an end with the grand landing of Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Starring Tom Cruise, Hayley Atwell, Hannah Waddingham, Pom Clementeef and more, the film follows Ethan Hunt and the IMF team as they chase Sentity, a rogue artificial intelligence that threatens to destroy mankind. Directed by Christopher McQuarrie, the culminating feature picks up 2 months after the events of Mission Impossible: Dead Reckoning, which was released in 2023. As per Variety, the eighth film was screened for the press recently and the reviews have been just as explosive as the film itself promises to be. As we've often seen, it is tempting for production companies to keep stretching a beloved franchise, though it can be just as difficult to wrap it up with a satisfying end. While fans await the May 23rd release of Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, the reviews might help anticipating filmgoers form a calculated guess over the franchise's fate. A summer spectacle. Film critic Courtney Howard cut to the chase. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, rips. Loved it. An exhilarating adrenaline rush for the head and heart, and an immersive, awe-inducing stuntacular of the highest order. McQueen, Tom Cruise, and co. have crafted the gold standard, a brilliant, bold actioner for the ages. See it big and loud, Howard gushed on X. Journalist and BAFTA member Simon Thompson mirrored Howard's sentiments, dubbing the film a winner. Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is whip-smart and razor-sharp. This tense eighth entry in one of the most exhilarating franchises of all time is another winner. With sphincter-tightening set pieces, blockbusters do not get much better than this. Cruise and McQuarrie nail it. You know a Cruise starrer is one for the books if it gets the audience concerned for the actor's safety. Off-screen Central's founder and editor-in-chief, Kenzie Venunu, said, "Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning is a summer spectacle with non-stop adrenaline and me asking if Tom Cruise is okay the entire movie. There's a bit too much going on, at all times, but still a good time at the movies." Matt Minton, on the other hand, described the film as an absolutely captivating send-off to the franchise's legacy and what Tom Cruise has given to Ethan Hunt. Echoing the general critique that the film is not immune to overwhelming moments, Minton added, "While the first 30 to 40 minutes is a bit too much of an exposition dump, all the set pieces that follow are unbeatable." In the same vein, Leo Riddell wrote, "After a poorly paced first act, Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning revs up the engines for a full-speed adrenaline rush to the finale. Incredible stunts, great visuals, and a crazy edge-of-your-seat final sequence. Had a blast. This is what action movies are about."